Microsoft has just announced that its Copilot GPT Builder is now available to all of its customers on its paid Copilot Pro tier. So this is their $30 a month per user tier. It's kind of like the new, you know, the OpenAI GPT store and the GPT Builder, but it looks like Microsoft has their own. This is fascinating to me because, of course, this is an interesting tool that OpenAI came out with, and it seems like whatever OpenAI comes out with, Microsoft directly just copies, and they're like, oh yeah, that's a cool idea, it got good adoption, they're going to roll it out. So it's very similar if you've used the OpenAI GPT Builder, where essentially you're kind of chatting with it, and really what you're doing when you make this like chat, they're like, do you want to use humor in your thing? Do you want to, you know, talk with a certain tone? And it's like you're essentially coming up with a prompt. But in any case, I think that these GPTs are very useful and people could see their use. I, for one, for those that have been following me for a long time, know that I'm building AI Box, which is a no-code AI app builder and marketplace. So I obviously see like immense value in this. This is very validating to see Microsoft and OpenAI trying to build out these tools. The way I'm doing it is fundamentally different, but you know, that's another podcast. In any case, I want to tell you something that's really interesting. So what they're doing, this whole, you know, that you essentially can create a new GPT, and this option allows you to essentially, you open a dialogue box for creating a custom GPT. This is the same as OpenAI, where you're just like chatting with it. And I think that this is very interesting. So there, of course, is this whole conversational chatbot interface. It gets you to input a bunch of stuff. And all of these, I think, are really great because you can build these without any technical or programming knowledge. You just type in instructions like you're talking with it. So I think there's a lot of value here. What I think is interesting is, you know, in the corporate field, building these is really powerful when you're, you know, let's say you're really good at making, you know, doing some sort of task using AI tools. Now you're able to build a box you can give to your your other coworkers, and they can use this. Now, the thing that is really cool about these, and I believe OpenAI is doing this, but Microsoft is as well, and I see a lot of value, is RAG, which is, of course, Retrieval Augmented Generation, meaning, of course, fancy word for saying you can upload documents or, essentially like bases of content, like a content base where it's grabbing information from. In addition, it's outside of its training data, right? So if your company has, a way that you do specific things, if you have, you know, certain documentation, you can upload all of those documents and have it reference that and kind of use that as like the hard truth. So this RAG essentially enables AI to access and grab this data that wasn't in the original training set. And this is really useful when you're trying to do company specific things and you have, you know, company specific documents. So this new Copilot GPT Builder, it does support web browsing, which I thought was very interesting. And it also has image generation capabilities, and they do that using Microsoft's Designer app, which is of course based on OpenAI's DALL-E 3. So like everything you're seeing OpenAI do, now we're seeing Microsoft do it as well. They have a couple of their own spins on this, but it's very, very similar, and it's interesting. It's just embedded directly into their tools. Now, one thing I will say, not that this is like a big deal, but when you're, you know, this is obviously paid, just like OpenAI's version, but you got to pay $30 here, and OpenAI only charges $20, so it is still cheaper if, you know, you just want to be able to do this. So Brad Abrams, who's a partner product manager at Microsoft, shared some examples of custom Copilot GPTs that he thought was great. There was a Cinnamon Finder and an OKR assistant, which both of those were accessible through the Copilot mobile app. So OpenAI said that it didn't have any involvement in Microsoft's Copilot GPT Builder tool. And I'm not sure if that's like, right now there's this big drama where people are saying like OpenAI is just controlled and owned by Microsoft because they have like 49% of the company or whatever. And OpenAI's, you know, sent out a big one. This is pretty much with the Elon Musk lawsuit. That's kind of the accusation. And they sent out an email to all of their employees saying, no, like, you know, we have clear, you know, firewalls between our company and Microsoft, and we're not really like mixing. But I think when they have, you know, a Microsoft observer on their board, and they obviously have every single dollar they make, you know, Microsoft is owner of some percentage of that, whether they decide to disperse the funds or, in, you know, reinvest them, whatever, like 49% of the company is Microsoft's. So I think it would be kind of silly to say Microsoft has no oversight in what's going on. In fact, they're obviously like a very major player. In any case, Microsoft's new Copilot GPT Builder, very similar to OpenAI's, But of course, you know, apparently they had nothing to do with helping them do this. Now, the other reason I wonder if they brought this up is if they feel kind of snubbed, right? Like, they worked on this cool tool, they rolled it out, and then Microsoft rolls out the same thing, and they're like, we didn't have any involvement in making this, you know, clone tool of ours. I don't know. I think it's interesting. You know, Microsoft wouldn't be like, oh, just go use it over on OpenAI. Like, they have to build it themselves and pull it in-house. I just think this is a very interesting dynamic because it kind of is like Microsoft, you know, like Microsoft is like, doesn't own it, but if they clone literally everything, it feels kind of like a vampire to me, if I'm being 100% honest. It feels like OpenAI comes up with a cool tech, cool idea, and then it just gets like sucked and added to Microsoft. It's like slurped out of them, added over here, and they're like, no, like, we don't have anything to do with each other. It's like, but you guys are like working together, and OpenAI, you have to give them all of your technology so they can just clone whatever you make. In any case, very interesting. Right now, Microsoft is working to reduce its reliance on OpenAI, apparently, because they essentially, you know, are worried after, I think, the whole OpenAI debacle with Sam Altman getting kicked out. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket. So they're partnering with Mistral as well, which is its latest model. This is on the Azure Cloud Services. And they're also helping to develop their own AI models like Orca, Pi2, and Ducation. And, you know, they're working with a bunch of other players. It'll be interesting to see how this rolls out and to see how the relationship between OpenAI and Microsoft evolves into the future. I'll keep you updated on all of it.